And really, the next couple weeks, the trade deadline is November 5th. We've talked all week about wide receiver movement, who's available, who's not available anymore. We've all thrown out the names and Slayton and Deontay Johnson and DeMarcus Robinson. And yes, MVS was cut by the Bills. All that is true. But is there a solution still in-house? I don't think so. Sounds like you maybe do.
Okay, so am I sure that there's a solution in-house? No. But if you're asking me how to play it, it feels like it's painfully obvious, and the Chiefs had to do it the same way. For the next 2 weeks, your job, before the trade deadline takes place 2 weeks from yesterday, or 3 weeks from yesterday, is to feed Xavier Worthy as much as humanly possible. We talk all the time about the three-peat. Let's put aside the undefeated stuff for a minute. Your job is, at the end of the year, to have a good enough team to three-peat. They, 2 years in a row, have done an excellent job getting to those decisions by the time it came around. But in previous times, they were, trade deadline was a little bit later, or they had more time or more healthy player, or a little earlier, they had more time, more healthy players to kind of sort through this, or they had a healthy roster, so they were going to just go with the guys they had. Because of all the injuries, for the next 2 weeks, they should force feed almost Xavier Worthy and find out whether or not you need to buy as high as you need to buy. I'm not saying not buy at all. I think that that would be kind of foolish to not say you need something. But what I'm talking about here is the difference between Deontay Johnson, a player we've talked about who would probably be the single most reliable receiver left on the market, or a guy like DeMarcus Robinson, or picking up MVS off the scrap heap, or any of the other options available to you that are in the lower end tier of what we think. Find out if Xavier Worthy has it, and find it out sooner. I know it is not their typical strategy. I know they waited 8 or 9 weeks on Rashee Rice, but I partially think that's because their wide receiver unit was healthy and they still believed in the growth of the players they broke camp with. These are not the same scenarios. The players you were planning on riding with this season are hurt. Feed Worthy and find out where your wide receiver unit is, because he's the only one with upside, right? We all agree that everyone else is just who they are.
Correct.
Xavier Worthy is the only one who can exceed the expectations of the initial part of the season.
So there's no doubt. Yeah, we know what Juju is, and that was great against the Saints, but you can't count on that every week. We definitely know what Sky Moore is. We know what Justin Watson is. You can keep down the list. Mecole Hardman, all these guys are known commodities other than Xavier Worthy. I get it, but man, I'm looking, you know, like even at target share so far for Worthy. You know, the opener, we all got excited, of course. Three targets, two touches, two touchdowns. Four targets the next week. I'm just talking receiving, by the way. I understand he's had carries.
Yeah.
Four targets against the Chargers, six targets against the Saints. That was an uptick even in that game. I'll be really surprised, Cody, if we see more than six targets. Now, he might get more than six touches or get six touches in a game because you give him six targets, he caught three passes, he had the one carry for the touchdown. I think every week he's at least getting one carry. I think that is like a bare minimum now. He's going to at least get one carry a game. The question is the targets for me, because I think even with the injuries, because of the type of route runner he is, and he's obviously a little more of a vertical threat than an underneath guy.
To this point,
it's going to be very difficult for him. Like, can he do what Juju Smith-Schuster did against the Saints? I'm not talking about having 130 yards. I'm saying, can he run that same route tree? Or is he going to be the guy that's on the outside, and that's just who he is? We know they moved Rashee Rice around last year, but Rashee Rice, guys, just a bigger, more physical wide receiver. Xavier Worthy, the one knock on him coming out of college, that he, you know, he's basically like a buck 80 soaking wet. And so I think we have to keep that in mind. Do you want that guy consistently tight? He's not making tight window catches, contested catches. That's not just not who he's going to be. I'm not saying he has to be a gadget guy. I don't think that's fair to categorize him as. But I don't know, Cody, if you're like expecting him to get the Juju or Rashee Rice routes. I don't believe that's happening, man. So six targets, that might be the high watermark.
I'd give him more. Like, I understand six targets was third on the team. He was behind Juju Smith-Schuster, who had eight. That was an effective eight, by the way. Seven catches for 130 yards on eight targets. And not shocking, Travis Kelce had 10, which ended up in nine catches for 70 yards. So I'm not surprised they continued to throw to those ends, but I think you got to find more targets for him. I think you got to take away a couple of Juju targets. I think you got to take away a couple of Mecole Hardman targets.
Well, why do I need to? I'll hear on Mecole Hardman or Sky Moore. Why do I need to take away Juju Smith-Schuster targets? The guy, you know what I mean? Like, why do I need?
I need answers. This is about the long game.
I think we already have it. Are you expecting to see something in 3 weeks that tells you they don't need to go get a wide receiver?
Like, I'm just saying, like, the level on which the buy scale you are, the desperation level of the buy scale changes depending on what I think the peak level of Xavier Worthy is going to end up being this season.
Isn't
and I don't think you can
low?
Find that answer unless you play him. Like, you just target him more over the
six
next
targets,
2 weeks.
Man. I mean, I didn't go back and look at Rashee Rice
look,
first
maybe
10
it's
weeks.
Just six for the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks,
right?
And continuing that number instead of four, like the previous. Three.
I also think they already told us how they feel about like how strong of buyers they are. They were not interested in Amari Cooper. We'll see about Hopkins. Otherwise, we are. I mean, as much as I would love Deontay Johnson, we also don't need to overinflate who Deontay Johnson is. Like, we got to be careful.
Like, no, but he's like a 700-yard receiver versus 400-yard receiver.
Yeah, but
there's
like,
a sliding scale.
I guess. I mean, there is a huge drop off already now that Adams and Cooper are not available. To
yes,
me, Deontay Johnson and Slayton are the next two best available, realistic. Hopkins, sure, I just don't know really if he's going to get traded or not. And then after that, yeah, then we're definitely in the bargain bin at that point with DeMarcus Robinsons of the world and Tutu Atwell.
And I guess what it is I don't want to be in the bargain bin shopping unless I'm sure Xavier Worthy's got more. And I don't feel like you can ever find out if that player's got more unless you actually target him and give him an opportunity in order to do it.
He could have, statistically, Cody, would not surprise me if we're sitting here Monday and we're like, wow, Xavier Worthy had his most or second most receiving yards, but I don't know if that means he's getting targeted nine times. That's all I'm arguing.
He catches one of those deep passes.
Six targets. Six targets and one carry, potentially seven touches. I don't have a problem with that.
And I'll say they only finished with 3 for 25, but that is not telling the entire story. Because of those six targets, he had three catches for 25 yards, one of which was 18 yards long. One resulted in a deep field pass interference penalty. One should have been a deep field pass interference. And then one was like a throwaway. And so when you look at it, I mean, those were six effective targets. Like, let's just face reality. Those were six very effective targets. I know it doesn't look like Juju's 7 for 130, but of the six targets, I would say five times I would deem it successful. One time he didn't get the call, but he was pass interfered. One time he did and was pass interfered. And the other three times he caught the ball.
Yeah, he can be a huge weapon. We did talk about that after the Saints game. He can be a huge weapon even if he's not catching the football. So, yeah, maybe you want him to take an extra shot or two deep and try to draw a PI. You're also going up against a pretty good defense, secondary, this coming Sunday against the Niners. So I think it's a tall task, but coming off a bye week, I'll be curious to see, Andy had a little time to self-scout. What's a new wrinkle? You know, is it Xavier Worthy?
More tight ends.
And getting him involved? Or is it, just get Noah Gray and Jared Wiley? And, are you going to have,
Carson Steele's a fullback now.
Yeah, Carson Steele and Kareem Hunt in the backfield at the same time with Jared Wiley as a tight end, and suddenly Jared Wiley's wide open.
This exact, Gold, just remember, please add us on social media when Andy Reid lines up in what is essentially an offset eye with Carson Steele as a traditional fullback, Kareem Hunt in the backfield, Jared Wiley in motion, then they hand it to Carson Steele on the fullback dive for 1 yard. That's exact. That exact play is getting run on Sunday. I can feel it. It's just how he works, you know?